Reacher is pulled from his vagabond life when a member of the elite group of Army Special Investigators is murdered, and he soon realizes the case is bigger than he ever could have imagined. Watch the new season of Reacher, starting December 15th on Prime Video. Hey gamers, you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news.
In shocking news, Naughty Dog has just revealed that The Last of Us multiplayer project, which has been in a kind of development limbo for some time now, has been outright shelved. The developer had said it made the tough decision between pivoting to being solely live service focused in order to release and support the ambitious project long term, or reinforce its efforts on the single player narrative experiences that it's known for. Naughty Dog also confirmed it has more than one single-player project in development currently. After originally announcing that the live-action Death Stranding movie was in development with Hammerstone Studios, it's now been revealed that A24, the company behind Everything Everywhere All at Once, Talk to Me, Uncut Gems, and many more hugely celebrated projects, has partnered with Kojima Productions to develop the film. Previously, Kojima had said he was deeply involved in the film's creation, but hadn't taken on directorial duties. In describing the partnership with A24, he explained that it won't be a direct adaptation of the Death Stranding game, but part of a large universe and achievable only through the medium of film. Xbox and Meta have dropped an exciting new feature for users of the Meta Quest VR headsets, with the Xbox Cloud Gaming Beta now available through the Quest 2, Quest Pro, and Quest 3. All that Quest owners need to get started is a compatible controller and an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription to start playing Xbox games via the cloud, inside their virtual space. On the newer Quest 3 or Quest Pro, you can even view the games on a simulated screen within your real-world environment.
For the latest gaming news, reviews, bargains, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.